Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you.
What a wonderful, wonderful welcome that is. I want you to know I love to hear her sing, her voice. She's so precious. Thank you so much, Mary, for sharing her with all of us. And welcome, everyone, to the Tuesday edition of the Optimize My Life show on Blog Talk Radio. This program is sponsored by and brought to you by an organization called The Hope Collection, a 501c3 nonprofit founded by my best friend of 40 years, Dr. Joel Griffin, and his wife, Artis. And we've been carrying on this show daily, Monday through Friday at noon. We've been serving up hope for years. We have 1,800 actual luncheon meetings that we've broadcast from. There's over 1,800 of them in our archives. So you can go back at different times and listen to Joel and other folks that have joined us. This show's an open forum, although we do have some topics that we specifically share on different days of the week and different times. We actually even have a show that runs at another time in the evening that even one of our guests that's already on the show here called in already. I'm going to let her name's Mary Stanley, and she's a sergeant, or she was, and we're going to have her. She'll share some things with us about that in a little bit. But I wanted to welcome you today. My name is Ron Clayton. I am the president of the board of the Hope Collection. And last night we had our 12th revised Hope Collection board meeting. And it was an exciting and vibrant meeting last night, a lot accomplished, including welcoming to our board a new member. And she's here today with us. And her name is Mary Stanley. I mentioned that she has a background of being a former Army, well, she wasn't an officer, but she was sergeant. To me, that's an officer. Anybody gets that level. You had to achieve, and you had to be a leader to do that, and she certainly fits that bill. But she's also a mom, two wonderful children. You heard Ariana singing to us a minute ago, and David, her other brother, and they're meeting with us, and they followed her mom and dad to be creative young people that are examples. They're just babies at this time, but they're wonderful. And we're excited to talk about them and promote them. And today is what we call Travel Tuesday. And we specialize this day. We kind of box it out to talk about the concepts and idea and the vision of dreams and travel. Because we know that when people have dreams, and visions of dreaming, of traveling in their heart, they are in the process. They're part of the program. You know, you can call it goal setting, dreaming, planning. If you're involved in that in your life, you don't have time for stuff. You're too busy working and feeling and thinking, and you've been blessed with so many talents and creativity that you can share the wonderfulness of the creation of God who made this wonderful earth to bless and for us to live in, grow in, and share with each other. It's a better world. One of our guests who is here like clockwork, this fellow I met a number of years ago, and he was introduced to my wife and I. We're grateful for that introduction because there is no way, you ever know one of those circumstances in your life, there's no way on God's earth that on your own you never would have made that connection. Because he lives in Colorado in the snow country. And once in a while, they dump it over here in Buffalo, and then we become the snow country. But he and Brenda have developed a passion for living this world and this world to making a better place. He has a ministry called Marketplace Ministry. And that'll probably come up sometime in our conversation today. But first, let me do the honors of bringing Len Kane, bringing another friend. He'll be here on Friday, Captain Len Kane. But I'm going to bring, right now, we're going to introduce to you a guy who is not only a leader, but has been a pacemaker and a leader in the world of travel and organization and helping people move to the next level in their life. Many people really don't have a clue where they're at or where they're going. And, you know, in life, if you don't know, have a plan for where you're going, you're not going to like where you end up. But Brenda and Rick
have found
a way to channel their energies, their dreams, their thoughts, their visions, and bless the Lord and be blessed by the Lord because of that. So I'm going to introduce you right now to Rick Reese. Rick, good afternoon. It's sure great talking with you again.
Wow, that's good stuff. Great to be on the call. If you don't have a plan for where you're going, you're not going to like where you end up. Man, that's heavy duty, Ron. Good to be on the show. We have snow in Colorado. But it's not like snow in Buffalo.
Well, I got green lawn right now, Rick. Now, a week ago I had I had 77 inches a week ago, and now I got green lawn.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been 45
degrees.
That melted
pretty quick.
That's raining.
Okay. Yeah, that melted pretty quick. That's almost like what happens here in Colorado, because, you know, I'm from Boston, and when it snows, it doesn't melt forever. And in Colorado, in the morning could be a blizzard, and the streets are dry by the afternoon because it melts and evaporates. And so, you know, like I said, we're going to be at the Bills game and the Patriots game on Thursday. And so we're flying out tomorrow.
That's cool.
And I know you were saying that we can pick up any Bills stuff.
Hey, I got you know, we got all the paraphernalia so that when you walk into Patriot Stadium, what happens is you will automatically be recognized as the enemy.
Run.
Yes.
You don't understand. I wouldn't even make it to the Patriots game. My daughter is fanatical. She would say, "Dad, you're not flying with me." And she would say, "Dad, you're not flying with me. Dad, you're not staying in this hotel. Dad, you are not driving in this car."
Well, you are.
Dad,
flying
you
in
are
the
on
Buffalo Express. I know you're flying in on the Buffalo Express.
Oh, do they have that? Do they have a plane from Buffalo that goes to the game?
Well,
called
travel,
the Buffalo Express.
When people leave Buffalo, we're like united. It's like the herd of Buffalo wherever we go.
You can join the
Bills Mafia for the week for Thursday. We'd like that.
I'm sure there's going to be a nice-sized crowd that flies in.
Yeah, they do. They nickname themselves. They call themselves the Bills Mafia. They're recognized everywhere they go.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be welcomed in New England.
There was a guy named Pacho, and he was, like, loyal to the Bills for centuries. Decades, and he passed away from cancer a couple years ago, and his wife, and the community just gathered around him and his memory and have created the Spirit of Corps. And, you know, it's funny, when you get a group of people that have a vision and they create unity and they create a passion that can be driven to do something, it is powerful. In the military, and I know you're military, you and Mary are both former military people, so I'm not sure in the Air Force if you march much. I don't know that. I know the Army you do.
The enlisted do.
Oh, okay. But I do know
the officers will probably trip over their feet.
Well, what they do is when they come to a bridge.
That's true, Mary.
Yeah. Well, I do know that
officers across the board are the people that give orders, and the enlisted are the ones that actually make it happen. And that's why we love the entire force, because the enlisted, they actually make it happen. And the officers are officers. They're managers. and except in combat, of course. But the enlisted are the ones that that make it happen. So, but anyhow, you were saying marching.
Well, yeah, when the troops and training and everything, and going back, it really became significant when the in Europe when during World War II, or even Japan during World War II, when the troops would be marching, they would come to bridges, and of course, Europe, there were lots of bridges, there were lots of rivers, lots of countries, and when the troops would come to a bridge, they had to, when they were marching, they had to stop marching in the, what's called cadence, C-A-D-A-N-A-N-C-E. Cadence is marching together, and you look like in a parade. You all step left, 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 right, left, and you do that.
You're giving Mary and me, you know, flashbacks. You know this, right?
There you go. Well, so out of that, though, comes a power. There's compounding. The word cadence actually relates to the fact that when you create cadence, you create compounding power. And it can literally knock a bridge down. And so that power is multiplied. So you have to break cadence so you don't. That's what happens when you get like spirits working together. You are compounding the energy and the ability and the significance of the impact. So, guys, what we're doing today is we're putting together in cadence our spirit to be able to drive forth and open up the windows of the visions that are available to us so that we can go places, make things happen, and improve lives. This show is all about lifting people up. Overall, last year when we rededicated the new board members of the Hope Collection, the central theme of all of what we were doing was to help to create a generational prosperity movement. Now, the organization itself is geared to do that. All the services and programs and people and the connections are all driven to do that. And so these shows that we do during the week for an hour are all geared to be able to help people take advantage of the programs, ideas, and the significance of the impact that we together can make when we put our hearts together for accomplishment. And so when Rick Reese gets on the phone and he starts telling, you know, one of your accomplishments, Rick, and I know you don't just go around telling people what all you've done. I mean, because you're married, and I know Brenda will keep you humble. But besides that, you don't go around, you're not the kind of guy to go around and just talk about all the stuff you've done. But, you know, today, every one of us on this call and people listening, and people may be listening in, we are on Facebook and YouTube, and I don't know, Mary has become an expert at helping us expose and give exposure to the whole collection and the radio show that we're broadcasting. People could be listening to us all over the world, and we want to welcome you to everyone listening in. And you can call in, and you can become a member of the, and you can become a Hope, Agent of Hope. And that's there's no contract, and there's no fee, there's no hidden cost. But you can become a part of this army that's making a difference in the world. But, you know, Rick, when you did the work you did as an officer in the service, and you knew and still know a lot about computers, and because of what you knew, you were able to direct a whole division of working people in a group that were in charge of putting the satellites up for our GPS so we can get to someplace from point A to point B without going the wrong way, end up in the wrong city, end up in some coal mine someplace in the middle of Pennsylvania because we went down the wrong highway. You led the group that put the GPS satellites, I think there's 11 of them, coordinate all the things so that we can have GPS and not even think twice about it. It's almost like when we walk into church every Sunday, there's somebody that's been there already putting all the pieces together, cleaning the chairs, cleaning the sidewalks, doing all the things, making it prepared. If it's communion, everything ready for communion Sunday. If it's just we got to have everything ready for the music and the worship team to be able to produce and bring to us the wonderfulness, the loving sounds of serving and honoring the Lord. All those things, we walk in the door and it's all put together because there's been a team of people that learned what their skills, they were blessed with skills. They honed them to a way that they could be unified in action on the plan, and now they execute it. And then we all experience the Sunday morning worship service because a group of people behind the scenes that you don't even know many times, but somebody made sure that all the waste baskets were empty. And then when you went to the bathroom, the towels were drying, your hands were there, the soap was there. These are little things that add up together that create a world that is wonderful. And it doesn't matter what continent you're on, where you're at, it can all happen because a group of people have committed their lives to serving the Lord in whatever skills that they've been blessed with, to know, be able to be in a position to share a vision, a dream, a trip, a vacation. Even if it's families getting together because there's some sadness and being together, you can unite hearts and lift each other up. That's what travel can do for people. And so that's what we do. You know, and the neatest thing is, since I met Rick and Brenda Reese, we never say goodbye. Never. So we just say, well,
howdy, howdy.
And if I remember correctly, I know you got a gangplank. Well, tomorrow you're getting on a plane and you're heading to Boston so you can watch the Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots. That's going to be great.
So there are 31 GPS satellites in the constellation, and so circumventing the Earth, and you have 4 at any one time providing the data, you know, so locational data, navigational data. And it's interesting when you say that because, you know, it's like an out-of-body experience being involved with the launch of the first GPS satellite and training satellite flyers. And when I used to say that before, people would say, you're a satellite flyer? Do you actually get on the nose cone of that rocket? And no. But, you know, it's interesting because you never know when you're going to be part of history. Every day is history in the making, every day, in the things that you do, in the things that you choose to do, and the things that you choose not to do. But in launching that satellite, the first satellite, you know, we didn't know that that was going to become a world norm for navigation. When we launched it, as Mary can tell you, we launched it for the military to win wars. And I just found this out actually maybe a couple, 3 months ago, you know, why we released the signal to the world. And I was watching a special that someone had directed me to on Netflix that was talking about GPS. GPS 101. If you go to Netflix, you can watch the first series of this this whole little thing on technology talks about GPS. And in that, it said that when the Korean airliner wandered into Russian airspace and was shot down, President Reagan made an executive order to release the signal, GPS signal, to the world because of that incident. And I was like, oh, wow, I never knew. And that's interesting. But, yeah, you become part of history when you choose to do the right thing. And you would know this statement, Ron, when you do your job. Belichick. And because you never know. Mary had called me earlier, and I called her back, and she was telling us about the Google grant process that allows nonprofits $10,000 a month of free advertising. And Mary, in that little short period of time, you know, I found all the information, TechSoup, which is a company, and the eligibility form to register for the grant for the Hope Collection. And I still like to talk to your friend And I have that information, though, to apply. And, Ron, this is news for you, to apply and to register the Hope Collection for this Google grant. And I'm sure there's many other grants as well, but this Google grant allows $10,000 of free advertising every month. And so with the work that Mary has done and of course, putting us on all these different platforms, we can get that word out. And so thanks, Mary, for that. And then I'll go ahead and submit the application.
I called Ron this morning. That's why I called Ron this morning, was because...
This is wonderful.
Oh, by the way, I gotta thank both of you for your prayers. We won our first court case this morning.
I'm sorry, we got a...
Your dog's timing was perfect. What was that again?
Yeah.
We won our first court case. We got everything dismissed.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations.
Oh, that's so awesome. Hey, you know, there's power in prayer. There's power in prayer.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Lord, you know, for that. You know, and what's beautiful is when people can come together. You know, we talk about travel on Tuesdays, but it's much bigger than that. It's people, like-minded people, hope, helping others by helping them help others. And that can be so many different areas, as we know, with the eight pillars of hope. And one of the areas is prayer, right, and faith, and us coming together and in agreement, you know, and believing and standing on the word. You know, this is much bigger than travel. It's much bigger than all the things we do every day, you know, on our talk show, serving hope for lunch. It's serving hope. And, of course, hope goes across every area you could think of, you know, has hope. Leading the way. And so, man, that's so awesome, Mary. Congratulations. The truth will always come to the forefront. And so, Ron, getting back to this trip we're taking tomorrow, now, as you know, that's travel. You know, we're going to Boston, and we're not just going for the game, Bills and the Patriots. We're going downtown Boston. We want to see the seaport. You know, we want to go to, you know, Mike's Pastries in the north end of Boston. You know, we want to go to Bunker Hill.
Union Oyster House.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness. Union Oyster House, the best seafood restaurant right down the street from Fenway, right from the park. Oh, that's where Robert Kennedy, President Kennedy, used to eat lunch there every day. There's extra table that's been marked off, and there's a chain. They don't let anybody sit in it because President Kennedy ate lunch there all the time. It's a great restaurant.
We can go to the Union Oyster House. You know, we can go to the MIT Sailing Pavilion, and we can go to the Boston Harbor. And we can go to the site of the Boston Massacre. This is travel. This is travel. And we can go to the Boston Common Park, and we can go and see the Robert Shaw and the 54th Regiment Memorial that they show in the movie Glory. You know, this is travel. You know, the most beautiful thing, I believe we said it last week, you can put this to travel to your lifestyle. You integrate travel into your lifestyle so that the things that you do are not just the things that you do, but become part of your business. And as part of your business, you get potential write-offs for the things that you do. Many people will go to a Patriots game. You know, the Buffalo Express will fly many people from Buffalo to Gillette Stadium. But is it a business expense, a potential, I should say? You have to talk to your tax accountant. Always got to throw that in. But is it a potential business expense? No. It's just a fun event. When you begin to understand the tools that are available to you, you know, to make things business potentially, the things that you were going to do anyway, You know, that's when you start talking Surge 365. When you start talking Surge 365 and the things that you're going to do in life anyway, and they're about as flat as a flat soda that has no carbonation, right? You want to add some carbonation to it, you start looking at tools, business tools, that advance life, right? When I go to this game, I'm going to be yelling a little extra. Because not only am I yelling, you know, for the team, I'm yelling because, hey, this is business. And I get paid. Ron comes into the company. And it comes into Surge. He joins Surge. Thank God Joel introduces me to Ron and Linda. Next thing I know, he's over cruising in Europe, okay?
And he goes to Europe every morning.
Cream of wheat, all you can eat cream of wheat for breakfast. And he's looking, he's telling me about Anne Frank. And that's something that I actually want to do at some point. I want to go see, you know, the Anne Frank house. And according to what you were saying, Ron, I'm willing to wait in line. You know, I understand that. But my timing is always perfect, so I probably won't. There probably will be a short line or no line. My timing is always perfect. But I'm willing to wait in line.
We know how to make the arrangements now, Rick. We learned how to make the arrangements so you can time that properly. We can help you do that. I can show you how to do that.
And because you've gone.
Yeah.
You know, and man, I go there. You join the business. You're over cruising in Europe. All you can eat cream of wheat. You're seeing the tulips in Holland, and you know you're getting all this history, and you're cruising the Rhine and all the different rivers, and you come home to a check where you went as a travel agent. They paid you a commission to have fun.
Yeah,
$800 check, if I remember right, to do what you had dreamed to do anyway. In fact, you boasted to your wife before she became your wife. You know, she wanted to go to England with friends, and you said, drop the zeros and go with the hero. And you marry her and fulfill a dream. And you get paid to fulfill a dream. How cool is that? How cool is that? And so, yes, we'll be going to the game. Leaving tomorrow. The flights, the rental car, the tickets, football tickets, the food, the entertainment, visiting, if we're able to, the Union Oyster House, going to the harbor, maybe taking a ferry ride on the Boston Harbor, all the different things that we're doing. All the different are part of travel. You have to talk to your tax accountant on what's available to write off. But I've been in the business for a while, and it's a great tool for us in our taxes as well. But Ron, we talk about this to people all the time. The most beautiful thing is that it doesn't stop the fun that we have. And I know when I first came into business, in the travel business, I didn't want to tell anyone about anything. Brenda, let's just travel. And the reason I did that, I wanted to be sure. Mary knows this. You know, we test and verify everything, you know, to make sure that it works before we can even tell a soul. For the entire first year that I was in the business, I didn't tell a soul. We just traveled. We just cruised. Coming into travel business, I cruised for the first time. And we just went to destinations. And I just had so much fun. And then our friends started to see us traveling and having fun and always a smile on our face. And they started asking us. They started asking us questions. They pulled it out of me. What are you doing? How are you guys able to go on all these trips? Where are you? And when the saying at that time was travel wholesale instead of retail. Get the write-offs and get paid to go. That was our saying. And then when I started sharing it, and that's when the business grew. Because believe it or not, people want to travel. And the feeling that you get, you know, when you travel, you know, whether it's on the beaches of, you know, we've been to Punta Cana with you guys, you and Linda. We've been to Cozumel on the Hope cruise that you set up for us. And when you travel, there's a feeling that you get. Excuse me. There's a feeling of relief. And researchers will tell you, Christians will tell you, Christian researchers, that it's the same feeling that you get from prayer. It's the same feeling that you get when, like Mary was saying, you know, the case was dropped, it was dismissed. That same feeling of release, that same feeling of, you know, when you see that sunset, when you see the kids playing on the beach and you're just sitting there, you're not thinking about work, but it's that same feeling. And we get paid for that feeling. Imagine that. We get paid for that feeling. I'm going to get paid to see the results of this game. And you know, of course, the results that are going to happen. You already know this.
Matter of fact.
But that feeling, just to be there in that environment. By the way, this is actually my first game, NFL game, that I've been to.
How wonderful. What a great. Just unique. It's historic. It's historic in your life. It's historic.
It really is. And, Ron, here's why. You know, I grew up in Boston. And my daughter, this is her first trip to Boston. She's never been to Boston. And she is a fanatical Patriots fan. I'm like, I have to step back when I'm listening to her. Like, oh, my gosh, what did I create? But every Christmas, I would give her a card that I made up that had, we're going to a Patriots game, and got the tickets, got the flights, got the accommodations. And this is that has come true. The vision that you set. What is the vision that you set? And what is the vision, you know, like Mary is in, Mary is putting a vision into Ariana, her daughter. And that vision has to be fulfilled. And what's beautiful about it, it's being fulfilled now. Can you imagine as a teen, as a young adult, as an adult, you know, where Ariana's going, you know, with the talent that you see now and a continuation of a vision that Mary has put in her now. For me, my daughter says, hey, Rick, hey, Dad, we're going to a Patriots game. I'm like, huh? It's like, yeah, I'm going to take you and Mom to a Patriots game. Her mother, Brenda, doesn't like football. So Brenda will be at the hotel, and she called a friend, so they're going to go out and have lunch and shop while Brittany and I are at the game. They're dropping us off to the game. Brenda's dropping us off to the game like 11 o'clock, you know, tomorrow morning. What's today? No, Thursday morning.
Tuesday, yeah.
She's dropping us off to the stadium like 11 o'clock. The game's what, at 8?
Yes.
And so we're hanging out, you know, at Patriots place. I've got a whole bunch of things to do. And we're going to hang out from like 11 to the game at 8 o'clock. And doing all the things and enjoying the entire experience and the food and the fun and the Hall of Fame, you know, the Patriots Hall of Fame. I mean, all this is what I have been telling my daughter as make-believe every Christmas. And now that vision has come to pass. And I say that to say the people that are listening, what is that vision that you have? That dream that you have, no matter how long it takes, if you've got it,
it will be fulfilled. It will come to pass at some point. You just hold on to it. You keep praying it. You keep refreshing on it. You keep it in the forefront of your mind, in the forefront of your prayers. You know, you find people that can be in agreement even with it, but you don't need them. But you find, you can, hey, if you want to come, come. If you don't, it's okay. But you nurture that dream. You nurture, you water it. And it will grow. It will come to pass. You never give up on it. And so my daughter came to me and said, this is what we're doing, Dad. Okay. Really? You know, as a newborn, you're going to a Patriots game. You're going to a Patriots game.
Well, you know,
Mary,
so
you're
cool
creating
that,
a monster in a nice way.
Rick, what's so cool
all that subliminal
that.
Messaging there, Rick.
The subliminal messaging.
Well,
it works.
You know,
it does.
It's like, Rick, if I understand correctly, I know this little, there's nothing little about this vision that you've been blessed to capture and then act upon. Has now taken you, how many cruises have you and Brenda been on now?
About 36.
That's more than there are. There are some cruise lines that don't have 36 ships in their fleet. Now, the reason I'm bringing this point is that it's amazing, and I guess I'm going to announce this to you. I uncovered something recently. We, of course, are going on a cruise in February, Valentine's Day, my wife and I, and some great friends of ours who have never cruised in their life, and they're coming with us on Valentine's week in February. We're going to Cozumel on the Conquest, ship that we've been on before, and we're actually celebrating my sister mother-in-law's anniversary. And we're going to be eating, we've already got reservations on Valentine's to eat in the steakhouse, so we'll have that steak seafood, that surf and turf dinner prepared by the chef.
Mm.
It's all been put together, and that's for February. Now, between now and then, there turned another opportunity that popped up because we have this tool in our toolbox. And you can share this, Rick, if you wouldn't mind, how a FAM trip, a familiarization trip, which are given to, available to travel agents who become certified and operate a business. Companies like MSC, one of the newer European cruise lines, has new cruise ships here in the Caribbean. And so they made a special package available to people who qualify. And when I say qualify, well, if you're a travel agent, you've got to qualify. You just had to reserve, make your reservations in time. But where are you guys heading in a couple of weeks?
Yeah. You know, this is a real career. You know, people are looking for careers. And the neat thing about it is that you don't have to stop what you're currently doing. But the travel, becoming a travel advisor is actually a career opportunity where all the training is provided. And remember in the days we used to have vocational training. That was a big deal. You had your public high school and you had VOC. You had your vocational high school. And it wasn't looked upon all that great back in the day. But these were the folks who said, I want a career, I want a trade, you know, whether it's automotive or, you know, what, carpentry, plumbing, but you can go to vocational school and get a trade. And at that time, of course, you went to public school to go to college as a step to college. Well, a career opportunity, now fast forward to today, the people who get trades do better than the folks who are going to college for 2 to 4 years, right? Because they can make money immediately instead of learning something that's outdated the day you go to school. And but throughout being in the hospitality and tourism industry is an actual vocation. It's a trade. And Do you know how hard it is? Think back in the day. You know, the travel agents didn't give you access to their trade. You know, with everything shifting to the Internet, things changed. It has now opened up where the travel agents can't keep their secret. I mean, you used to go to a travel agency to get airline tickets, you know, and they were sitting behind their big old desk, and you had a little tiny chair in front of it, and they would bend over and, you know, do the magic, right? And then give you your airline tickets. You know, with, of course, everything shifting to the Internet, now that industry opened up. And so as a career opportunity, a person can become a travel advisor. But even still, you don't have access to that industry, except you go through companies like Surge that have Travmanity. You know, so when you join Surge, there's an actual travel agency called Travmanity that you can register for and take the training and become a certified travel agent, a certified travel advisor. Brenda and I did that, both of us. We did that. Now, that gives us access to all the industry training and becoming an industry specialist in areas that you choose. And Ron's a specialist in so many different areas. Brenda and I are specialists in so many different areas. What Ron is talking about with MSC Cruise Line, they launched a new ship. You know, they launched a new ship, the Seascape. And it came to America, and so they've got an inaugural sailing that's leaving out, well, as for this ship, leaving out the 18th of December, 9-day cruise to the 26th. And they gave an open invitation to any travel advisor, right? Are you kidding me? $3,600 value. And open invitation. If any travel advisors want to go on this cruise, you have an open invitation. Just register. Ron, there was no training we even had to take. You know, usually they say, okay, you got to take all this training, da, 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 da. No training, just register. So Brenda and I registered, so we've got a free cruise. Now, they don't just do this because we're good people. They want travel agents and travel advisors on this cruise because what are we going to do? That's our job. We're going to share the information. We're going to tell people, you know, of the awesome time that we had, of the food, of the entertainment, of the just being on this boat, right? You know, and seeing it for Christmas, and how they decorated the ship, and and how it has a New York City theme. You know, it has a picture of the Empire State Building in there, and it's decorated. I mean, they know that we're going to share this information. That's why they invite us on. But to have the opportunity to be extended this invitation, that's huge. And so we're going on this cruise, and along with the free invitation to go on the cruise, Brenda and I, balcony suite, they said we're going to give you the opportunity to sell 5 cabins 50% off. And so my daughter, my son, they both got a cabin, individual cabin, Brenda's brother. And we're making this kind of a family Christmas event. Isn't that amazing? And of course, it's a write-off, right? You know, talk to your tax person. But all the expenses. And so here's what we're also doing. So that's the 18th through the 26th. In Surge 365, they have something they call the 7-day vacation stay, where if you've been a member for 12 months consecutively, paying membership fee, $99 a month. At the end of that, and this is part of our whole campaign, Healing Nations with Vacations, we want to cut a lot of people don't take vacations. You know, they have vacations on their job, they work straight through it. In fact, I mean, it's a big deal that people don't take vacations. Millions of unused vacation days per year because Americans just don't take vacations. Billions of dollars in lost benefit. And we're talking mental health here. People don't take vacations that they have. And usually every job gives you at least 7 days a year. So with this program in Surge 365, the 7-day vacation stay, our whole goal is to take away any excuse for people not to take a 7-day vacation. Because if you've been a member for 12 months, You have over 3,000 locations you can choose from where the accommodation is totally taken care of for you. So what we're doing prior to the 18th is we want to use our – we have a vacation stay. We actually have three. We want to use one of them, so we're going to be staying in Boca Raton at a Hilton Resort in Boca Raton, and it's $800 a night, right? But because of the vacation stay, we don't have to pay, right? And so because it's so expensive also, the 7-day cuts down to 3 days for this particular stay. So on the 15th, Ron, we're flying in on the 15th. We're renting a car. And also as part of Surge, anything you purchase or anything someone purchases through the Vortex generates what we call reward credits, which are kind of like credit card points. And so we've accumulated these reward credits. They go into what we call a vacation vault. Ron, we had enough reward credits to pay for the rental car. So when we fly into Miami, right, we've used our reward credits to rent this SUV and to drive up to Boca Raton, right, to stay, use our vacation stay, $800 a night resort, you know, 3 days, and then we drive back down for the cruise and go to the airport and catch a hop, you know, a ride to the airport, I mean to the cruise port. And get on our cruise. See, it's a tool. It's a tool. And
I'm
something that you're going to do anyway.
Way,
huh?
I'm so sorry you have to suffer this way. I mean, what a way to end a year and start a year. I mean, you know, now that we're all free again, and we are, and now the world is coming. You know, we're excited on the holidays. We're going to have a home. We always had an open house at Christmas time and between New Year's and Christmas. And we reestablished that this year. And we're all excited about that. We're going to see a lot of people that we've not been able to socialize with for the last year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. And now we're free to do it again. And I can't – the number of people that are excited about just coming to our house. And we're not so special. We're just going to – they know, just know they're going to have a great time. They know they're going to eat, you know. one of my gifts, Linda and I's gift, is the gift of hospitality. And so we're able to use it in this industry. We have just used the gifts that God has given us to be hospitable to people and to open up their dreams and open up their hearts to help them fill with joy and have overcoming. We've all been overcoming stuff, and there's been lots of losses, and what we can do is we can help return joy to people's lives. And we get nothing. There's no greater. This is the greatest thing. Lynn and I love to do this. And so we're all excited about that. We have friends that will be coming down from Canada. By the way, for the first time in 3 years, they were able to come to Buffalo, New York a week ago before our storm, and we get to go see. They came down. And we got to go see Dr. David Jeremiah do a service on Friday night at the hockey arena where the Sabres play hockey. And it was packed house, and we were meeting and seeing and involved socially with people. And all the people that traveled to Buffalo to come and experience that has now set up the opening to stage for more of that to occur. Rick? Wow. That's what joy we can do. You're providing, and going forward in this trip you're taking, you're going to be able to help other people explore, restore. We're restoring the loss of joy. And in doing that, what we're doing is lifting people up. And when we do that, we are compounding. We're in cadence with the service and the tools that we've been provided with to make this world a better place. I can't think of a better way to be in tribute to so many people, store this, and what an opportunity we have. It's so significant.
It really is. And because of you, and you're an American River Cruise specialist, I actually took that training to become a specialist. And so I am also an American River Cruise specialist. And Brenda was just saying that that she got an email from them that we have a 50% off or a $50 coupon that we can take one more class, and they're like, what, 10 minutes long? Watch the video. take one more class and get a percentage off on a cruise. And so she said, Rick, why don't you go ahead and take that class?
70%. It'll give you 70% off. That's incredible.
Yeah, and this adds another $50 something. You know, if I take this class. And so, but because of you, I was encouraged to become an American River Cruise specialist. Well, when the lady stopped by my house that was doing this interview for one of my neighbors, and she said she wanted to go on a Mississippi cruise, I thought of you. And then when she left, I said, huh, I know Ryan's done this. Let me take a look. Now, this is amazing, though, right? So I Google American River Cruise. And then, of course, you know, when it comes up on the site, scroll down to the bottom, it's for the travel agents. So I'm a travel agent. So I scroll down to the bottom. This is all like real time. Scroll down to the bottom, and I register with our CLIA, you know, that registers the Travmanity, that identifies the Travmanity Travel Agents Agency, and we're part of this agency. And so I log in, and I see the courses, and I take the training. And immediately, you know, I guess it took maybe an hour or so to complete the training and become a specialist and to receive the certificates. Do you know how much that training would have actually cost me if I went to college or, you know, community college, how much that training would have cost me? It cost me the cost of my membership into Surge 365. You know, and of course, this is nothing right there. Of course, it's the membership that I pay. It's all in there. It's all included. And now I have the qualifications. I've got a certificate. It's an actual certificate that I have a skill set and that I'm partnered with American Cruise Line. But I'm also partnered with Disney. But I'm also partnered with MSC Cruises. I'm partnered with everybody in this industry, in the travel industry. And so when you fast forward past the pandemic to post-pandemic and you see the spike in people traveling again and you understand that every crisis represents an opportunity, but not for everybody. It represents an opportunity for those who can see opportunity. The complainers will still complain through opportunity. But those who have been preparing, those who have been looking, those who have been seeking will see opportunity after crisis. They will see, like you said earlier, people being locked down, now wanting to be free. You know, they will feel like Mary was talking about, you know, with the court case being dismissed, that feeling of, yes, that's the same feeling you get when you travel. Yes! And they will move. You know, opportunity means nothing if without movement. But they will move and seize the opportunity. You know, Ron, I got to tell you, that's what impressed me most about you and Linda, when you saw the opportunity. And I blink twice, and you're over in Europe. You're over in Europe cruising. Like, whoa, man! They didn't waste any time. You're out there lounging on the cruise deck. I'll have some more all-you-can-eat cream of wheat, please. Thank you.
Or yeah, when you guys went to Newport. The real treat there. The real treat is when we went to the Lindt Chocolate Factory. In the store where they handed out samples. We stayed in that store an hour, and they kept handing out these truffles.
Where is
that? In Cologne, Germany, home of the oldest cathedral in Europe that was not bombed during World War II. It's right down the street. And that was one of our stops on the river cruise. And, you know, tomorrow afternoon, I'm actually going to explore Villas of Distinction in Los Cabos in Mexico. Mail Pound has a webinar at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It's a class, it's training, and giving opportunity to go learn about the Villas of Distinction all over the world. And when we get certified at this, we're going to be able to book villas. That's where you can take a whole family. When they do a family reunion with a group of family and go to Italy, go to Rome and Venice and Leaning Tower of Pizza, and go to Europe and get a car and travel across and then meet at the villa and stay at a and have private chef prepare all the meals while you're there. And it's a castle, an Italian castle. That's what our Travmanity can put together for anybody. Also, you can make money doing that, too. It's always funny. We don't really talk about it, but this lifestyle pays us to have our lifestyle.
Wow.
It's just
that's
it's
awesome.
An incredible living. It's an incredible way of life. And so
there's
that's
a,
why we love sharing it.
AMR Travel Club.
Yeah.
Another one to register for that gives you deep, deep, deep discounts on travel as well.
That's a Grand Palladium Hotel, isn't it, AMR? I think maybe.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But that's one of the ones that gives you really, really deep discounts on travel. And like you're saying, staying deeply discounted at the different villas and the hotels. And I think you're right. I believe it's the Palladium, as part of that whole group as well. And but information, being able to have access to information is, and this is the age of information, where you can get information to get you to move forward to the next level. And that's what we're talking about on the call here today. Where else would you hear what we're talking about today? Think about it. You wouldn't hear what we've talked about on this show today anywhere else. Think about it. For the people who aren't in the industry, who are looking to are seeking information. And we haven't even touched on anything, Aaron.
We haven't.
Talking about our experiences.
Oh, by the way, Rick, speaking of experiences, I'll make the announcement right now. The Hope Collection, we had a Hope Cruise planned 2 years ago, but, of course, COVID canceled everything. And Carnival just let me know that my cabin, I have a paid-for cabin to go on a Hope Cruise we scheduled in May of 2023.
Okay.
So, guys, we'll be putting that together and inviting everybody that's part of the Hope team, being a Hope, an agent of Hope. We're going to be inviting people to join us to go to the Caribbean. And so we'll be talking about that, guys.
That's good. We actually have registered for that cruise also, so that's awesome.
Yes, you are.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. So that just came. You know what? We haven't used up our package, our week's vacation from last year yet. We got them piling up here. Thank God. The blessings are just coming. Bust down, shaken together, overflowing. I just want to thank God. The miracle and grace and joy that he continues in favor that he keeps bringing to the members of the Hope team and everybody here. We thank you. Thanks for participating today, Rick. Thanks for being here and leading the way one more day. And we'll just give glory to God for all of it.
Amen. Amen
thank
and
you.
Amen. Mary, I'm going to go ahead and register the Hope for to be eligible for that $10,000 a month that Google provides.
I registered the Kindness Club in it yesterday or last night.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic. Oh, man. So we've got some great things, and then we'll meet at some point and say, okay, what do we want to advertise? And we'll coordinate that as well.
Yeah.
Great job, guys. Thank you.